Comics Time on Iron Eyes, now 9 o'clock. Good evening, this is Robin Banks with Iron Eye News. Britain, a British Airways Trident airliner on a flight from Belfast to London, made an emergency landing at Manchester Airport this evening after a bomb was found on board. It has now been defused and the 85 passengers on board left the plane by an emergency shutdown and there were no injuries. The police say the plane was diverted after they received a telephone warning from a man who used a code identifying him as a member of the IRA. Everyone on the plane is now being interviewed by members of the special branch. In Greece, the military junta has agreed to hand over power to civilian politicians. The former Prime Minister, Mr. Karamandes, has been called out of exile in Paris to head a new civilian government. It is expected that he will be leaving for Athens later tonight or early morning. In Cyprus, Nico Samson has resigned as president to make way for a leading member of the Makarios government, Clarkos Karaidos. Amid the political upheaval on the island, the evacuation of stranded civilians from the northern beaches has been largely completed. The aircraft carrier Hermes, with her support ships, is now steaming westwards, and the IRF airlift out of the island is continuing. And in Iceland, a British trawler skipper has been sentenced to a month in jail and fined more than £5,000 for fishing inside the 12-mile limit. The night will remain dry and clear in most areas. The low temperature should be around 11 degrees centigrade, and for tomorrow the outlook is for a cloudy day with some rain at times. Temperatures will reach a high of 18 degrees centigrade with moderate winds from the southwest. And that's RNI News and Weather to 9 o'clock. The next summary in 1 hour's time.
Robino Banco y su cajetilla musical. Ain't got no trouble in my life, no foolish dream to make me cry. I'm never frightened or worried. I know I always get by. I hear.
Well, you're not the only one with that problem, my dear. We got the music in us too. Boy, it feels good. I've got the music in me. That's a new one from the Kiki D Band, produced by... what's his name? Forget his name now. Hey, it was produced by somebody. But that's on the Elton John Record Company, of course, the Rocket Record Company, and the R&I Smash Play for this week. And I was just saying to the boys upstairs, it's nice having a 5-minute long Smash Play because it means you can do whatever you like. Nip out of the studio, brush your teeth, have a shower, comb your hair, you know, grab yourself something to eat, go home if you like. If you can make it back in 5 minutes. 7 minutes now past 9 o'clock and 220 metres. And Robin Obanko here till 10 o'clock. 10 through to 1 this morning, of course, it's Brian Nicole McKenzie. And 1 through to 4 with the one and only Robert Noakes, ladies. 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, it's Louise on Skyline. And Steve, you should be ready now. You should be waiting by your wireless. And Steve, young mate, we'll make it tomorrow night, shall we? Wednesday, OK? I'll be listening between 6 and 7 tomorrow night. And if you can listen between 9 and 10 to me, then we shall reply to you, my boy. Greetings also to Debbie as well. I hope you didn't work too hard, my man. I'm sorry I couldn't listen to you tonight because, unfortunately, I was freaking out on the tender. Well, not actually on the tender, on the boat. We had a lot of people come out today, so it's nice to see them.
I'm listening. I am listening, 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 listening. I am listening. I am listening into Robin Banks.
Right, that's enough. You've had one blast already, and more than enough, I think. Sorry about that, Steve. 7.5 minutes past 9 o'clock in the Barbie Banks Bungles box. I'm going to turn down the volume just a little bit. Going to slow things down there. Lovely song because it's number 19 in the Toppers 20. A brand new entry from the Stylistics, and You Make Me Feel Brand New.
Never find the words, my love, to tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain. Precious love, you held my life within your hands, created everything I am, taught me how to live again.
Only
without you.
Made me feel like crying. I don't know about brand new. Well, there we are. That's the new entry this week at number 19 in the Toppers 20. Isn't it beautiful? The Stylistics and You Made Me Feel Brand New. And hello to somebody now, because I hope you're going to be listening. And in fact, you said you would be, Trevor. Trevor Legg of 18 Ham Lane, Lenham, Maidstone in Kent. And Trevor's one of my old college mates. So it's nice to have a letter from you again, Trev. Sorry I haven't written for such a long time, but I'll answer this definitely and get one off to you on Friday, as I'm coming off the boat, so I'll be able to post it in England, won't I? Trevor Legg, greetings to you, my friend. And I'm glad to see that you've finished your exams. All but one, anyway. You've got one more to go. So you've taken up my advice, anyway. And I said to you a few months ago, study hard for those exams because they pay off eventually. And so it looks like you've done just that, and you've got some good results in your... let's see, 1B and Part 2 papers, so it looks like that's come off good. One more to go, so keep studying after the holidays, right? Regards to Smudge, and also Hayden, of course, good old Hayden down there in Surrey, and everybody else at the college down there in Norwood. And I'd like to say, actually, we're having some problems with your correspondent, your pen pal. It's rather amazing that you've got a pen pal who lives so close, Sue Kent in Canterbury. That's only about 15 miles away, isn't it? Why didn't you get round to see her? Well, Sue apparently has stopped writing to you. So, Sue, if you're listening at the moment, Sue Kent in Canterbury, keep in touch with Trevor because he wants to hear from you, OK? And watch out, because I think Trevor's on his way around to see you to sort you out, OK? Some of the other people that Trev wants me to say hello to, I'm afraid I'm a little bit late. He asked me to do them between 8 and 8.30 tonight. But unfortunately, as I said earlier on, I was a bit disorganised tonight. Anyway, we're here at 9:15, so I'm sure they're still listening now. Let me say, give a mention to all the following girls and boys on one of your early shows on a Monday or a Tuesday, where we're exact there. Julie Reed of Hoddesdon. Julie Reed of Hoddesdon. The lovely Sue Kent of Canterbury. Yvonne Enignap. Well, that's a difficult one. Yvonne Enignap of Hull. Martin, Steve, Hayden, Colin, Steve, Money, Danny, Mick, and all the other guys at college, and all the Bible stingers. What? The Bible slingers? Bible slingers of Lenham and surrounding areas. Thanks very much indeed. And best wishes to all the guys on the Mebo too, and keep up the good work, which we endeavour to do as much as we can. What's this at the bottom? No, I don't think I ought to read that out. Thanks very much indeed, Trevor, for the letter, and we'll be getting in contact with you very, very shortly, OK? Well, what's happening here? Where's this come from? Well, another oldie, which has been revived, I'm pleased to say, from 1969 to 1974. On the go, once again, Peter Sarsted, and Where Do You Go To, My Lovely?
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jeanmaire. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on, yes it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get and even suntan on your back and on your legs. And when the snow falls, you're found in summer, it's with the others of the jet set. And you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire. But they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look in. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly born tags. So they try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes you do. When you're alone in your bed, I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head. Na, 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 na. La, la.
Oh, one of my favorite odes of all time, being revived by Peter Sarsfield, released once again on United Artists Records. And where do you go to, my lovely, at 15, oh no it's not, it's 16 past 9 o'clock and 220 meters. And that's especially for Sue Ken of Canterbury, not forgetting other friends too. That's Martin, Steve, Hayden, Colin, Steve, Money, Danny, Mick, and all the other guys at the college. That's the Norwood Technical College down there in South London, and Julie Reed of Hodgson, and also I think that's about all, isn't it? Of course, lots of love and best wishes to the respective people from Trevor Legg of 8 Ham Lane, Lenham in Maidstone, Kent. Right, now we've got another oldie, all the way, old is all the way on the Banks Music Box on this Tuesday night. As we swing into action slowly but surely here, Hallelujah Freedom now, it's Junior Campbell from 72.
Grab my pride and they threw it. address to the management, Radio North Sea International is proud to present every Sunday evening between 8 and 10,
Cornflakes Kent,
the amazing Roger Kent Hitback Show. Hear all your favorite oldies. Enter the incredible Hitback competition. Guaranteed fun for all the family. Roll up, roll up. Don't be late. 8 till 10. Every Sunday evening on RNI.
Well, that's the clown of the Meebo 2 himself, blasting your ears out. Enough to make you deaf for life, that isn't it? Don't forget that anyway. The Hitback program on RNI, 8 to 10 on a Sunday night, ladies. 24 and a half minutes now past 9 o'clock in the Barmy Banks Bungles box. We get back into music. It's one of those totally disorganised nights, I'm afraid, where the tender arrived rather late tonight at about 5 o'clock. And there's still people on board the ship till about 7:45. So the Banks wasn't able to get anything together tonight. So we'll stumble and bumble our way through the programme as best we can. And take a listen to this one, which I know we're going to like. Number 5 this week in the Toppers, and slowly creeping towards the top, Band on the Rung from Wings, Paul McCartney and the Gang.
Stuck inside these four walls, sent inside forever, never seeing no one nice again like you.
the Cornflakes' favourite and the Banks' favourite and the Mackenzies' favourite. Everybody likes Sam. Bound on the Run, number 5 this week in the top of 20. Paul McCartney and Wings bring the time on R&I, 29 and a half minutes to 10 o'clock.
Auf Kurzwelle, Mittelwelle und UKW.
International. Robino Banco y su cajetilla musical.
Well, back into the toppers, Dutch top 50 for music we go. Number 14 this week, it's a new one from Catapult, and it's a follow-up to... Dear, oh dear. Banks is sewing together tonight, it's unbelievable. Let's start that one all over again. This introduces the very latest show. What's going on here? My goodness. Hello, Rudy, how are you tonight? It's nice to see you.
Oh, I mean...
Oh, we'll be talking to you in a minute, okay? This is Let Your Hair Hang Down, the new one from Catapult. Plenty of fun involved in that one. Let your hair hang down, that's Catapult. You're letting your hair hang down tonight, Rudy. Looks like it. Freaking out tonight with all those people on the tender. My goodness me. You've never seen so many people in all your life on the Bebo Tuesday. Anyway, that's Catapult and their brand new release, which is followed to Hit the Big Time, of course, number 14 in the Dutch Top 50 this week. I don't think that's released in Britain, but anyway, you can hear it on R&I on the Dutch musical box, eh? Rudy, welcome to the studio. A nice cup of coffee, too. Delicious. It's the best cup of coffee I've had since I've been on the boat, you know that?
Yo.
Very nice indeed. So, alles wunderbar.
Alles wunderbar.
Yeah. Yeah. And unfortunately, Rudy wasn't able to go off on the tender today. He was due to go off, but Friday is his day. And as Joop, our chief engineer, is residing on shore doing some work on our other ship, eh?
Yes. Yeah.
And so, indeed, Rudy, I think it'd be nice now to greet our friends in Dusseldorf, our mutual friends, in fact, Bobby Smits, Herd Smits and Vrouw Smits, Alice good down there in Dusseldorf, in Helpenstein, and Rudy's sister, and be looking forward to seeing you all very, very soon. I think probably in about 4 weeks' time, I'll be down there in Dusseldorf once again. Yeah. So Rudy, it's your turn at the microphone now, and to be able to greet at the same time our German listeners, especially in West Germany, and all our friends around Dusseldorf.
So, ja, herzliche Grüße all meine Freunde, meine Bekannten, speziell meine Schwester, meine Schwager in Helpenstein und gleichfalls Familie Schmitz in Büderich bei Dusseldorf. Herzliche Grüße, Bobby. Alles Gute. Ich komme am Freitag wahrscheinlich vom Bord und dann sehen wir uns noch wieder. Und ich glaube, ich fahre zum Wochenende in Urlaub. Und also weiterhin all meinen Freunden und Bekannten, herzliche Grüße. und auch den Kollegen, die heute abgegangen sind mit dem Sender. Herzliche Grüße und einen schönen guten Abend. Gleichfalls herzliche Grüße nach Zürich, sagt Rudi.
Ja. Dankeschön. Grüßen zu Zürich und auch Bobby, der Verstärker ist gut. Ja, für jou. Und greetings also to Sabina. Sabina, hello, number of you.
Ja.
Great. For all of you, lots of best wishes and kind regards from Rudi in the studio here, myself, Rubino Banco. A song which I know you're going to like, Bolland and Bolland, and their latest single, Mexico, I Can't Say Goodbye.
I woke up to a bright summer morning with a Mexican law on my trail. I've been running for 4 days and I shot a man who worked at the rail. And I know I can leave you, Mexico, I just can't say goodbye. And I know I can leave you, Mexico, I just can't say goodbye. I can't say goodbye.
The one to take me back for the trial, led by the point of a gun.
Gotta hang for killing that man, but it was a fair showdown in the sun, in the sun. And I know I can't leave you, Mexico, I just can't say goodbye. And I know goodbye, I can't say goodbye. And I know I can't leave you, Mexico, I just can't say goodbye. And I know I can't say goodbye. I can't say goodbye. I can't say goodbye.
Mexico, I just can't say goodbye.
Das ist Bobby in der Robin Banks Show. Hallo.
Thank you, Bobby. Thanks very much indeed. Oh, my goodness me. You ought to see Rudy and I getting tangled up on our headphones at the moment. You see, Rudy's wearing a pair of cans as well. Those headphones, you things you put on your head. And we've got an awful tangle all over the wires, all over the floor. Dear, oh dear. Anyway, that's Bolland and Bolland. Mexico, I can't say goodbye, as I very rudely sip my coffee here and make lots of slurping noises. Let's have another go, shall we? Oh, it's delicious. Mmm. Yeah, lovely. Hey, wunderbar, eh? Well, unfortunately, that record wasn't released in Britain, but has gone into the Dutch charts and gone out again. In a bit of a hurry. Too much of a hurry, in fact. Bolland and Bolland there. But on the Barmy Banks Bungles box, we'll be playing that little more. Right, okay, on with the music. And once again, greetings before we do that to our friends in Dusseldorf, just in case they weren't tuned in then. Bobby Schmitz, Herr Schmitz, Frau Schmitz, and also Sabina and Amavia, and all the other family there. And complete that one, really.
Complete that.
Ja, ja.
Heiko und auch die Großeltern, die Familie ja. Lindemann.
Ja, das ist gut, ey. Ja, very good.
All right. On your feet, R&I listeners, it's Robin Banks.
20 minutes to 10 o'clock on R&I, and here we
come
go.
Come on, Robbie, and play a Slade record.
Sure, my friend. From the album All New Borrowed and Blue, here's Slade, special for Bobby Schmitz. And Do We Still Do It? Yes.
Ever since the world began, they said, no, 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 you're
the noise down. Disgusting. What will the neighbours think? That's Slade and Dewey Still Lewitt from Old New Barden Blues, especially for Bobby Schmitz on this Tuesday night. Greetings again, Bobby. And, oh, gracious me, we've got a young lady who's had two requests on the programme. Oh, very lucky. Elizabeth Poole of 239 Old Dover Road calling you again, my dear. Second time around on this Tuesday night, isn't it, eh? First of all, King Kong, and now the Banks is saying hello. And you're saying, wow, I must describe this letter because it's most unusual. Actually, it's a chicken. It's a chicken. In fact, the paper has been cut in the shape of a chicken, you see. And it's beautifully done. Every detail is there. The beak, the little tongue inside its mouth, and all the details of the claws. And the shape is absolutely perfect. It must have taken Liz a good hour to do this, I think. Beautifully made. And that's something that I'll keep for life, I think. I'll keep it in my scrapbook. While I'm on the Mebo too, I'll have it in my cabin, but and some later date, no doubt, will be in my scrapbook. But there we are. A lot of unusual letters and, you know, a lot of hard work people put into communicating with the guys out here. Those letters are usually kept in a scrapbook that I keep. Most of the DJs do that. This one is really unique. So thanks very much indeed, Liz, for getting this one together. Beautiful thing indeed. You say you were glad to hear on the radio that I enjoyed my stay in Germany. And you say that you'd like to visit Germany yourself in the next few years, so I hope you are able to do that. You say you can imagine Rudy in the heart of the Black Forest. Well, I can imagine him there too. You ought to see Rudy. He's a very unusual-looking guy, actually. I say that because he's gone out of the studio now. He's got long dark hair, long black hair, and a kind of a droopy black moustache. Not really peculiar-looking, but I would say... not unique, but you know what I mean anyway. It's definitely Rudy. You would recognise Rudy in the street. Anyway, thank you very much indeed for that very nice communication, my dear. And there's only one thing I can say to you.
Take it now or never.
Never.
AC, DC,
That's the band Sweet from the album Sweet Fatty Adams and AC/DC, of course. I've had lots of letters from people saying I'd like to hear that one again, so it's my pleasure to play it, because I like that one. It's got a nice beat to it. And also the Kilt McKenzie likes that one as well. In fact, he likes the song. I don't think he's very much into what the words are all about, though. I hope not, anyway. So there we are, Brian McKenzie. He'll be on the air in less than, about 15 minutes' time. 12 minutes to 10 it is now, and we'll have a couple of minutes for news. And straight away after that, we got Brian the Kilt McKenzie. Right through to 1 o'clock this morning, okay, girls? So stick around on R&I, and as we're talking about time slots and things, of course, Bob Noakes, our new disc jockey, will be on between 1 and 4 this morning. 4 to 6, it's Louise on Skyline. We'll go back to that little cockle-doodle-doo that was sent in by Liz Poole at 239 Old Over Road, Canterbury in Kent. I've been reading through the rest of the letter, and you asked for one of my King Kong Banks photographs, and you say, do I have to send in an IRC or a stamped address envelope? Well, put it this way, you should do really, but don't worry, my dear, I'll send you one free of charge. And our regular listeners who write in at least once a week will get a free copy. You don't have to send in any money, okay? So the Banks is a good boy, isn't he? So what can we do now after listening to AC/DC? Play My Girl Bill, Jim Staverley. This is number 18 in the Toppers 20. A long wait to see this in the new Toppers 20. Jim Staverley sing, new entry this week.
Bill walked me to my door last night. And he said, before I go, there's something about our love affair that I have a right to know. I said, let's not stand out here like this. What would the neighbors think? Why don't we just step inside and I'll fix us both a drink. My girl Bill, my girl Bill, can't say enough about the way I feel about my girl.
My girl
Bill. William's hands were shaking as he took his glass of wine, and I could see we both felt the same. And when his eyes met mine, I said, who we love, why we love, it's hard to understand. So let's just sit here on the couch and face this man to man. My girl Bill, my girl Bill, can't say enough about the way I feel about my girl.
Bill.
Now Bill, you know we just left her place, and we both know what she said. She doesn't want to see your face, and she wishes you were dead. Now I know we both love her, and I guess we always will. You're gonna have to find another, 'cause she's my girl, Bill. My girl, Bill. My girl, Bill. Can't say enough about the way I feel about my girl. Talk about my little girl. My girl, Bill. Bill, I can't say enough about the way I feel about my girl.
My girl, Graham Gill. That's number 18 this week at the Toppers. A new entry too from Jim Stafford, the Spiders and Snakes man. I love that one, My Girl Bill. I sincerely hope at this moment that we got Paula Gill listening of 10 Lydia Road, dealing Kent. And I hope, Paula, at this moment you're sitting at home listening to the radio and not still convalescing at the hospital just up the road. Paula's been convalescing for some number of weeks now. Hasn't been too good, but I hope that by now, Paula, you're feeling nice and happy and on top of the world. I'm sorry, actually, Paula, to hear that poor little doggy had a problem with his eye the other day and he had to go to hospital as well. So everybody's in the dogs. Oh, no, we shouldn't use that one, should I? Everybody's been having problems down at 10 Needle Road, but with poor old Nicky having his tooth banged out by somebody throwing a pair of pliers. That sounds a bit heavy, doesn't it? And the doggy having his eye having to be attended to, and poor old Paula having to spend a few weeks in a convalescent home. It's not too good, but anyway, I hope everything's you know, nice and happy now, Paula, and thanks ever so much for that very sweet letter you wrote to me, which I got today on the tender, and I'll be dropping a line off to you on Friday, but I think it's a good possibility I'll be around Deal next week sometime, so I'll be able to pop in and see you, okay? And once again, I must apologise for not popping in last time, as it was a rather a rush to get back to the boat. But anyway, regards to you, Paula, on this Tuesday night, and also to Mum, Dad, and Brother Nicky, and your other sister, who I can never remember the name of, and all your friends and the rest of the family, okay? And this one I've dedicated to you, I am dedicating to you, I selected it especially for you. It's by The Loving Spoonful, and it's called Darling Be Home Soon.
Come and talk of all the things we did today, here, and laugh about our funny little way, while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time you must leave, but darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you trouble. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I traveled for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now, a quarter of my life is almost past. I think I come to see myself at last. And I see that the time spent confused was the time that I spent without you. And I feel myself in blue. So darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you got me. My darling, be home soon. Just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I traveled for the great relief of having you to talk to.
Bedford Love and Spoonful in 1970, that's Darling Be Home Soon, especially for Paula Gill of 10 Liddy Road, Deal in Kent. And greetings to you once again, Paula. Thanks for the letter, and greetings to all the rest of the family down there. Be seeing you very, very soon indeed, okay? It's 3 minutes now to Brian McKenzie time at 10 o'clock. I'd like to try and squeeze this one in before we go, so I think this will take us up to 10 o'clock in news time. It's a new one by Kevin Ayres. It's called After the Show. For me, Robin Banks, bye-bye now, and see you tomorrow night between 8 and 10. Bye.
Music of the rock. and roll show. I started walking out, nowhere special to go. I heard someone singing and a voice so sad. This is what I heard her singing. Who's gonna take me home after the show? I'm feeling really lonely, I've nowhere to go. Oh, take me to your party, I'll dance all night and hold you tight till morning. Come. I walked up to her, took her by the hand. I said, sad lady, yes, I understand. And I will stay with you if you want.
A few seconds to go before news time on R&I. That's a new one from Kevin Ayres. I like it a lot. After the Show, it's called, and it's released on Island Records. So for me, Robin Banks, it's bye-bye now, and once again, see you tomorrow night between 8 and 10, if you can make it. Bye.